Arab leaders from the Persian Gulf to the Levant are responding to the fall of long-standing regimes in Egypt and Tunisia. So are their citizens. In Algeria yesterday, thousands of people protested against their military-backed ruler, despite a massive police presence. The latest anti-government march in Yemen, meanwhile, was met with violence from government supporters. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, leaders in Jordan, Syria, and Bahrain are also moving to head off public unrest.
In the latest show of public discontent with rulers who often seem to have closer ties to their militaries than to their people, Algerians turned out in large numbers in the capital Algiers yesterday. Journalist Saeed Chatour said the gathering was clearly anti-government, calling for the resignation of the aging President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who has ruled this North African country since 1999. Chatour said the demonstration was all the more impressive because it came in the face of a huge police deployment.
It looks like 1,500 to 2,000 people. They're saying Bouteflika, Bouteflika, out, out. They're shouting all that. And at the moment, the police, riot police, are all around the square. Some arrests. I just see some people. The police start arresting people now.
The protest wasn't nearly as large as the ones that rocked Cairo for 18 days, but it was a brave show of defiance. In Algeria, demonstrations have been illegal under emergency laws that have been in place since 1992. Open rallies calling for the ouster of Bouteflika would have been unthinkable not long ago, but Chatour said the young crowd seemed fearless, and even banned opposition leaders made a rare public appearance as the police hemmed the crowd in but did not attack en masse.
And now you can hear that some of them, they start shouting, and the riot police is trying to push. They're trying to divide them, and I can recognize some of the leaders of the opposition parties. The police are standing in some position, and they don't want the young guys moving from the area.
The number arrested in Algiers ranged from an estimate of 400 by a human rights group to dozens by official sources. But organizers said it was another sign that young people have lost their fear of their governments, and the demonstrations would only continue to grow. Another large crowd appeared in the Yemeni capital Sana'a yesterday, but supporters of longtime ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime turned out as well, and armed clashes ensued. The group Human Rights Watch described what it called pro-government thugs armed with clubs, daggers, and tasers. Still, the protest against Yemen's leader since 1978 was seen as further evidence that the grassroots uprising that started in Tunisia was continuing to spread. Leaders in Jordan, Syria, Bahrain, and Kuwait have already called for reforms or enhanced subsidies designed to ease living conditions for their struggling populations. But analysts say the signs are that these measures may not be enough to satisfy people who have witnessed the fall of regional titans who once were seen as untouchable. The next stage for demonstrations will be tomorrow in the Persian Gulf Kingdom of Bahrain, where a disadvantaged Shiite majority is ruled by a wealthy Sunni minority. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.